Well, during the commercial break there, we were just talking about celebrity chefs and who we liked. And B.B. Shea told us his.
B.B. Shea said, I like Gordon Ramsay. I was like, I don't know that guy.
Well, I've seen him at least.
I've seen him. And he goes, you know, I like Kitchen Nightmare. I'm like, I kind of like him in a way. What's Kitchen Nightmare is when he goes in and tries to help kitchens.
It's like a struggling business, try to like, you know, pimp him up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, also, isn't he just like scream at him first, though? Like he comes in, he's like, this grill is filthy.
Just like bar rescue.
So it's necessary things to yell at people for because the kitchens are disgusting.
Well,
and they need a revamp.
And of course, he got to start yelling at what's that chef?
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
That's a different one.
No, that's different. But that's where to me he's most like you.
When they scream at him.
Yeah, because like you'll be calm, so you'll be like, you know, he just be in there and be like, "We're making you shrimp cream, boo boo boo." You're the worst deafest person I've ever seen. You should turn in your apron now.
Well, and then Rachel just said it's like bar rescue. I don't know what that is.
It's the same concept, just with a bar, and they have to yell. It's good TV.
What is it? It's because I watch old Golden Girls, old Friends, and old shows like Family Ties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I don't know any of that stuff.
None.
The kid from Friends who played Ross's son is having a baby.
Yeah,
Dylan he's grown. Sprouse. I thought, my God, he must be a child father. He's 33. I was like, what do you do, knock up his girlfriend at 18?
No,
he's 33.
They must have had sex on prom night.
I saw the headline. Dylan Sprouse, who played Ross's son on Friends when he was 6, has just, you know, is going to become a father. And I was taken by, I said, Rachel.
I'm mortified.
I said, this is teen pregnancy. Now he's 33, he's married.
You know, this will disturb you too. I don't know if it's him or his twin brother because they're twins. I don't know which one it was. There's a very, I would call it a niche movie series that he was in. And I think he's naked in one of the scenes. I don't think it's a sex scene, but
no. Ross's child? I will not see Ross's child naked.
He's a grown man. It's hard to believe.
What's that podcast that I listen to every once in a while? So hot.
Call Me Daddy?
Yeah. He was on Call Me Daddy, and they were asking, like, how did you lose your virginity? And he's like, oh, I was at this party, and I just went up to a girl and said, are you DTF? And that's when I learned what DTF was. And I was like, I can't hear this from Ross's son.
Yeah, you should have seen when he was making a list of things he didn't understand. It was had this weird sheet of paper folded in his pocket all the time. No. A DTF question mark.
I've got to get more into these things that are happening. I just can't let it pass by me. But I don't care about any of that stuff. You know, who's the best celebrity chef? The guy that died. I think it's the guy that died.
Bourdain.
Yeah. And he has a movie coming out about his life now.
Yeah.
Well, Tony.
Everybody loved his attitude and everything. And when he died, too, it was so sudden and surprising.
Well, Suicide.
And surprising.
You know,
wasn't it?
I will say he's become more beloved after death, like a lot of people do.
Oh, you think
not
he wasn't
everyone
his love?
Loved him, and a lot of people thought he was pompous and arrogant, and
I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, so to me, I loved his shows, but you know, he did come off as I'm better than you. I know. So a lot of people didn't. Once again, after death, though, what do?
Oh, always build him.
Always build him up.
But
more.
Chefs are like that. I mean, I worked with plenty of chefs, and they all love him, and they'll tell Bourdain, you that too. That he was. You know, he was a little full of himself, but. I don't want to insult chefs, but a lot of them are that way. They hold themselves a higher standard as chefs rather than cooks, and so unfortunately it gets to their head a little bit.
Well, I think they portray that well on The Bear, which we all watch.
Oh, perfectly. Yeah.
I mean, they're full of themselves and like if they don't get it exactly right, they're just tormented and everything.
They yell and scream.
Who's the guy I like though? You know, the guy from the cruise with the burger.
Oh, Guy Fieri.
He's your kind of guy.
Yeah, he's your kind of chef.
Donkey sauce.
Trash can nachos.
Yeah. What's donkey sauce?
That's his signature sauce.
He does it. Oh, is that? Well, it's probably on that cheeseburger.
Yes, I think it is.
I was on a cruise and they had Guy's burgers, and that's the best. That's on my Mount Rushmore of everything. How good it is.
This is going to be weird to say, but you're not alone in that thought. Apparently, when you get on a Carnival cruise, the first thing you do is go right to Guy's Burger. I mean, there's videos of people running to Guy's Burgers.
I would take Hantavirus. I would risk Hantavirus.
Well, people do.
That may be what, if they said one of these 10 cheeseburgers has a Hantavirus in it, I'd say, give me one. I'll take my chance.
I like my odds.
That's how good that food is.
Yeah.
B.B. Shea said the thing about the, he had a Chick-fil-A sandwich yesterday, and it was one of those spicy with the cheese that's spicy.
Spicy deluxe.
He said it was the best chicken sandwich he thinks he's ever had.
Yeah, he, which is, you know,
surprising because he's a Popeyes man.
Exactly. He told me the same thing. He said, man, because we were just, which we do in the mornings when no one's around, just, you know, rapping about food.
Yeah, yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
And we got on Chick-fil-A, and he was saying, he said, yeah, it's the best sandwich. And I'm surprised, too, because I know he's moved to Popeyes.
Yeah, he fought for Popeyes the other day.
And then we went on, this is too exotic for Chris Kelly, but the Chick-fil-A breakfast burrito. Top tier.
Mm.
So, BB Shay, if there are 10 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, just like you had yesterday, laid out in front of you, perfect and ready to go, one of them's infected with Hantavirus, do you take your chances?
I'm taking all 10.
You don't care.
I'll take it, guaranteed. He'll take the Hunta.
The good news is one of these will clean me right out. I will be so sick.
Ain't that the truth? There was a note, too, that this is more celebrity-related, I guess, than and health. Once again, people are thinking Ryan Seacrest looks sick. He's so into weight loss and keeping his weight down. You know, he was chunkier as a young man, Ryan Seacrest. And now people are saying, who watch Wheel of Fortune, he looks sick. He looks gaunt. But he's doing everything. He's like, look, I'm healthy. Stop talking about this.
You know this better than anyone.
Yes.
You can't win.
No, you cannot win. That's right.
When you're fat, people are like, my God, you got to do something. Then when you do something, people are like, oh, my God, you're too thin.
Which you can't overdo it, but I agree. It's like he knows himself,
but I have
he knows his body.
Yeah, well, I have two friends who've had weight loss surgery and have lost an unbelievable amount of weight.
Yeah,
and they will say that, you know, people before would be like, you got to do something about your weight. Then when you do something about your weight, those same people will flip and be like, oh my God, what are you doing? Look at you.
Or it's, complain about your skin because your skin is stretched out.
Well, just anything, but they're worried. They're like, you're too thin now. You got to do something.
Eat something.
You cannot win.
Eat a burger.
Eat a
Snickers. That's true. I wonder if that says something about their own insecurity when they do that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, remember, like if you start losing weight, if you get thinner than me.
Well, that ain't, that's, we're a long way from that.
But if you do, I'll kill myself.
It's true. You've said that before.
I'll quit. I'll quit. I will not. Well, I cannot live in a world where you're thinner than me.
I am on day 4 of Wegovy.
Yeah. So, well, how's it going?
You know, I know it's a low, low dose to start, but I will say I don't. Like, when I had lunch yesterday, I was hungry for lunch. I was like, all right. But then last night for dinner.
Didn't want much.
I didn't. I had a protein shake and a few crackers.
That's great.
And I just didn't feel like the food.
That's great.
I didn't want food. Now, I'm having the opposite currently because I've always heard it stops you up.
Yeah.
And it may start doing that. That people have trouble going. You need to have a lot of fiber.
But you're going the other direction.
Yeah. Right now.
That's good.
I guess it's good.
I think so.
But I couldn't. Like, my backside is not happy. Just living on that toilet right now.
No one wants to hear about that.
No one.
Oh my God.
So now, but I'm like, I don't want the other way either, where I can't go.
No, definitely not.
I'm loading up on fiber. I'm doing a grocery store order today. I'm loading up on fiber. I've been told very, not too much, but like berries, things like that are good. But I will say there's something about it just doesn't, like last night, I was like, I'm not.
Good. Good.
I'm just not going to, and I'm, what I'm trying to teach myself, this is where the nutritionist will help, is it's hard for me mentally to not eat still, though.
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
Like, it's not, because I'm not, wasn't hungry.
Right. But she's had a little something, a little
but
comfort.
I knew that I needed a little something. But also, I need to stop being like, well, I need to eat more than, like, I had the protein shake and a few crackers, and I was good.
Well, mark it down, Rachel. The moment he gets thinner than me, I'm retiring. In fact, that should be the thing. Get thinner than me. That'll be my last.
If you want him gone that bad.
That's right. If you want me gone, get we'll each get on a scale. If yours lower than me, I quit.
You're going to see Biggie Orange gym with you.
Yeah.
Well, Wegovy's another point of you can't win. You know, I told people I'm doing a GLP-1. Oh, God. No. You're going to. And I'm like, but look at my life before.
Oh, you have to.
Look at all the things. Don't put that in your body. I'm like, look at the terrible things I've already put in my
body.
You
have to do what you have to do. There's you just brought up the gym. Forever, they've talked about 10,000 steps a day as the right amount to get. Now, some researchers have said, don't pay attention to that. It's really more about 8,500. That's the new number they've come up
with.
Well,
didn't we hear a few years ago that 10,000 was completely made up by like Fitbit or somebody as a preset?
It was an advertising campaign.
Yeah.
By one of them, when it first came out, do 10,000 steps a day. And that's somewhat unrealistic for many. Researchers have done some, because of that, they've done some real research on that. And they think about 8,500 is a really good amount of steps for a person to get every day. 8,500.
This bit of information, I don't think, needs to come out. For me, it's kind of like when somebody dies and they're like, oh, he was on cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why tell people to do less now?
Oh, you think it should be?
Yeah, like just keep it 10,000. They do 10,000. They feel good about themselves. Why tell them to stop doing 10,000?
Why ruin a guy's reputation who was like considered a great guy who was on cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Exactly.
I don't need to hear
keep
that.
Keep doing 10,000. It's a nice round number. It sounds good. Keep doing it.
Put it in there.
I think this is a nonsense number because it doesn't matter how many steps you walk if you're consuming more or less calories.
That's the whole thing, really.
If you eat more, you can walk a little more. Mm-hmm. Or if you eat less, you might not need to walk as much. I think this is a nonsense. I think this is a made-up number.
How do you keep up with your steps?
I do.
How many do you get every day? Is there a goal?
When I got my first Fitbit, the goal was 8,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kept it at 8,000. It's a little harder now. When I was serving, I had no issue.
Oh, yeah, you're sitting right here now.
Yeah. So now, I make sure I walk my dog every day. I get to 8,000 every day.
Wow. How many steps do you get every day, Biggie?
Oh, so 8,500.
That's the goal.
The goal, 8,500.
What do you get?
Let me see. I don't know. Mm-hmm. 85. And that's from studio to car, in the house, done.